Hi there. The word for you today is, give God your all. In Ephesians 3 verse 20, the Bible says, now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. If you only have a thimble worth of capacity and you're standing on the edge of a vast ocean, you have access to a lot of water, but you won't get much of it because your capacity is so small. If you have the capacity of a bucket, you'll get more than a thimble. Once your bucket's full, the ocean can do you no more good. If you have a barrel, you'll get more than a bucket, but once the barrel's full, you can still, well, think about it, you'll still only have taken advantage of a minuscule part of what that ocean holds. The idea is, offer God the biggest container possible. Offer him all of you, not part of you, all of you, so that he can accomplish in you, with you, and through you what he wants to do. And no matter how successful you may be, you still haven't maximized all that God wants to do in you and through you. Paul put it this way, now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. When you give your life to Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit comes to take up residence within you. That means if your life has been a failure thus far, he can turn it into a success. And if your life has been successful thus far, he can take you to a higher level of success. That's why you should begin each morning by spending time with the Lord in prayer and saying, Lord, I make myself totally available to you this day. Work through me to accomplish your will. If you pray that prayer and mean it with all your heart, I promise God will answer it. And that's the word for you today.